listening to The Gender Rebels, a question and answer podcast that explores life outside the gender binary.
I'm Kathleen, a cis woman and ally.
And I'm Faith, a transgender woman.
We'll be exploring topics like hormones,
surgery,
tucking,
binding,
boys,
girls,
and everything in between.
And if you disagree with us,
factually,
morally,
or scientifically,
then you're probably wrong.
Hey, Faith, I got a question.
Hey, Kath, what's your question?
Have you noticed men talking over you more when you're in girl mode?
No, I haven't.
That's great. Hey, Faith, I got a question.
Okay.
I have a couple of expressions here, and I want to know, when you hear them, how that lands. Okay?
Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, man, grow a pair. Where are your balls? You got sand in your vagina?
So all of those together?
Yeah, all at once. Like someone's just yelling that at someone.
Someone, and we're going to have to find this original quote. Someone had that joke about how balls are actually incredibly weak.
They are. They're very sensitive.
The vaginas can take a pounding.
And very
vulnerable. You should be growing a vagina.
Grow a vagina. I feel like that expression will never catch on.
It will never catch on.
Nope.
But it should.
Mm.
And if I could grow a vagina, then...
Just tell me how.
It'd be a lot cheaper, certainly. I don't like a lot of the sexist phrases. Actually, So grow a pair.
Where's your balls?
Where's your balls? Have balls. Balls are courage. Testicles equal courage.
Mm-hmm. Man up.
Fortitude. You can't have fortitude without a vas deferens, apparently. I don't like them. Actually, the one that I really hate, really grinds my potatoes. Or does that mean turns you on? I don't know, but it really pisses me off. Is man up.
Man up. Man
up.
Not
being a real man. You know, real men.
Be a man.
Real men aren't like that. You're not being a real man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this all just pulls into this whole, like, idea. And I especially hated this growing up. Because I grew up in the South. I was forced to play sports.
Mm-hmm.
I was forced to do Boy Scouts. All I wanted to do was sit in the corner and read by myself and maybe listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
I was a weird introverted kid.
Me too.
So that's all I wanted to do. But no, apparently I had to participate in all these traditionally male activities. Fun!
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's so much of that. And I'm like, but I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that somehow the way these real men, quote, are, which is like your sporty, outdoorsy,
rough and tumble,
that's the real man. And you know, somehow not even like Stephen Hawking or like all British people are not real men, apparently.
or like any writer or anyone who wears a tie routinely or sits at a desk regularly, or sorry, quote unquote, guys.
So yeah, it's not only is it a group of people saying that men are superior,
mm-hmm.
it's a group of people saying that their particular type
mm-hmm.
of masculinity that they may not even have, but it's maybe how they perceive themselves.
Sure.
It's in fact the superior form of masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
And really it's just people being dicks.
Ooh,
I use the term dick as an insult.
You know what I saw online once?
What? You know what else?
Your boyfriend can't drive a stick shift, you've got a girlfriend. What? Burn!
Wait, did a woman post that or
no,
a guy?
A guy posted
that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can drive a stick shift.
Yeah, so can I. It's just when I see something like that, I'm like, I don't even know where to start with you, and nothing's going to get through to the person who posted that, who's a buddy of mine, unless it's like 4 words long. It's...
Yeah, it's
very problematic.
There's that whole idea. Yeah, I also especially don't like that dichotomy, which gets into this, like, when you're not a real man.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, go get your purse, ma'am, you know, when the guy doesn't catch the football glove right or something. I don't know. But the point is, like, this whole idea that, like, one, they define manhood. And two, manhood is better.
Mm-hmm.
And two, if you don't live up to their ideas, then you are the worst thing ever.
Which is female.
Which is female.
And ew.
Then, and I think that gets into what we talked about a little bit, about how society maybe sees, maybe male to female transgender people are a little more visible.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, it's that whole idea that, like,
why
female
would you?
Is stupid.
Yeah.
Female's dumb.
Why are you choosing something?
Yeah. Why aren't you being a real man?
And lower.
Not only are you not being a real man, you're not playing sports ball or whatever. You're actually like a fucking woman. Oh my God. That used to be the insults. Every junior high, high school, every insult was like, faggot. Got that one a lot. Little did they know I'm a lesbian. I'm like a reverse faggot.
You guys nailed it.
No, I'm a reverse faggot. I'm the exact, I'm further from being a faggot than they are.
I remember hearing the, it was such a sick burn if a coach is mad at his team and he's like, well, ladies.
Yeah.
Guess we're going to play like shit today.
What do they do for softball? We have friends who played softball. We should ask, like, what do they do? They probably do ladies.
But maybe they do that.
Coaches do.
Yeah. But they're actually late.
Like, if they do, if they hit a home run, they're like, well, men.
Atta boy!
They probably do say that. But, yeah. So all of that. And then, like, the other thing was, like, you could insult people by calling them a girl. He throws like a girl. He runs like a girl.
Why is your hair longer than an inch? Are you a girl or are you a fag?
Go get a tampon for your bleeding vagina, you faggot. So. I may be letting some things out. I think I had a breakthrough. But,
sure. Hey, that's what this is about, Finn.
Yeah,
do it.
It's gets into that whole, like, gay... Remember when people, like, teenagers, would, they'd be like, that's a nice skateboard, bro. And then be like, it's tubular. No, it's not. It's gay. You remember that? When, like, that
no.
was...
Because
teenagers would say something stupid is gay.
Yeah.
They'd be like, that's not bad. It's gay. Because bad was good.
Like a picture of Santa Claus. You're like, that is so gay.
That is
like,
so it's, gay.
It's Santa Claus. He has
then,
a wife.
And then we were all like, everyone was like, let's stop using that. And then people would be like, that picture of Santa Claus is retarded.
Oh, yeah.
And then we stopped using that because, you know, not nice. So now when we're like, the picture of Santa Claus a woman.
You can't just say, that's stupid. That's lame. That's bananas. That's not bad enough. You've got to really cut into a particular subgroup of society to really drive your point home. Guys, I'm sick of these bros. I'm so fucking sick of them. If you're a bro and you're listening, please, I respectfully request that you turn this off because this is not for you.
Unless we reached you and then you're like thinking about this and changing your mind and maybe thinking about taking that blue pill. Which is the good pill. I forgot. I haven't seen The Matrix in a while.
Oh, the blue pill. Okay.
Do the red pill guys who are like on our red pill, like the men's rights guys, know that that whole concept was come up with by a trans woman?
No, it was come up with a bro at the time. So it's cool.
But now
bro.
It's come up with a trans woman. Like,
it doesn't go retroactive.
Their whole philosophy comes from trans women.
It's not retroactive.
No, I thought it was retroactive. So if Jesus got a sex change, then it wouldn't be retroactive?
Correct.
Okay, just wanted to check.
In other news, Jesus' sex change. Stay tuned. We'll address it in the next episode.
I just wanted to offend everyone. That's all. Now, we can cut out the bit about Jesus.
Faith, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
You know, it's okay. I moved to New York.
And yeah, but I think about
it's rarer.
Like, okay, so I don't want to discount your recovery, and that's awesome and everything. I'm thinking about the other little kids. In rural anywhere, or religious anywhere, or toxic masculinity dominated anywhere. I don't know. Maybe they're able to get this podcast. Hey, guys, it's cool. You're cool. People are dicks. You just have to wait it out.
Wait it out. And if you can sneak Spyro into the water supply, that would help.
That would be very cool.
I think we should do that generally.
Well, the ethics board would have a problem with that, but otherwise I'd be all about it.
Yeah, then we put fluoride in the water. I don't see why we can't put Spyro in the water. Just kill testosterone society-wide. Would eliminate crime, eliminate war, eliminate...
Rape.
It
sounds like a really good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Nah, civil rights.
Yeah, oh well. So yeah, people are sexist, and they suck. But wait, should I say they suck? Because you know what?
Hmm.
That's like a blowjob thing, because the person giving the blowjob is the bad one.
Isn't the person giving the blowjob the awesome one?
They should be. They're the one doing you a huge friggin' favor.
Yeah, you wouldn't be feeling quite so good if someone decided to not suck.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's the inferior
position.
So
that sucks should be an awesome thing. So you know what, everyone? I hope your day sucks, and I hope you grow a vagina.
In the future, that will catch on, and that will be an awesome sign.
Okay.
We are not there yet.
I'm starting the ball rolling,
you guys, I hope your day sucks. I hope the day treats you like someone who's willing to put their mouth on your genitals to make you feel good.
Yeah. Totally.
And I hope that you are tough enough to take the kind of pounding that vaginas take.
This is going to be like the new needlepoint hanging up in grandma's.
You can look at the link below for where you can purchase this needlepoint. Hope your day sucks. Grow a vagina. I have a question for Faith.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. What's your question?
How do I know if I'm transgender?
I think to answer that question, you have to figure out what it means to be transgender.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from the old language.
Greek?
Greek, Latin. Comes from the Sanskrit, meaning across genders. And how do you know you're transgender? I think you feel gender dysphoria.
What's that?
Dysphoria is like a sense of like, this isn't right.
Is it depression?
It's not exactly depression.
Is it sadness?
It's frustration.
Okay.
I think. Most, if not all, transgender people are going to feel this gender dysphoria. It actually used to be called gender identity disorder, because you get all this like stress and discomfort from the fact that your gender doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're transgender when you're gender doesn't feel right. And it's one of those things that, like, I think if you've never experienced it, just mm-hmm. doesn't, it like makes no sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like how sometimes, like, I'll read about those people who, like, really, really, really want to get, like, their leg cut off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
They're crazy.
And then if you experience that day to day, it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you gotta get rid of the leg. So for me, and for lots of other people, it's just this sort of, like, general, like, my gender's not right. I don't like this gender.
Mm-hmm.
This shouldn't have been. I should be a girl. Mm-hmm. I wish I was a girl. I want to be the opposite gender. This just, I don't know. I never really felt like I fit into society. I always felt a little out of place and kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very tricky. And for me, I was always very attracted to, very drawn to feminine things.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, but it was also confusing for me because I liked boy stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
I liked dresses and G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to wear my dresses and play with my Tonka trucks. It was like, sometimes you hear, they're like, oh, the little boy always wanted to play with Barbie dolls. It's not always the case.
Right.
I think it's a persistent, lifelong, sort of longing just to be the opposite gender.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it just sort of seems to make sense to you.
Can it be not lifelong? Can it occur to you after puberty?
I've heard of people, and to me that was actually the first few times I've read about that. It was mm-hmm. rather surprising.
Mm-hmm.
I've known people who were like, I didn't want to transition until I was 22. And I'm like, what? But I've felt this since I was 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's often hard to know, sort of, because transgender is such a weird, like we've talked about, the messy Venn diagram.
Sure, sure.
Cross-dressers, drag queens, drag kings, really butch guys,
mm-hmm.
you know, or I'm sorry, really butch girls. It's like, it's so easy to just, there's so much gender bending that's sort of a little acceptable
that
people can dabble in. And then sometimes you're like, well, maybe I like this gender bending.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I like cross-dressing, but I'm not really transgender.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I like dressing up from time to time,
mm-hmm.
and performing because I think it's glam, and you know, I like that. And
or just being
asexual, just being neither.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it can be, it's sometimes hard to even admit it to yourself that, okay, this is transgender. Because I know for me and for a lot of people, it's like, okay, if I'm just a cross-dresser, great.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. Simple. I have a weird pervy hobby.
It's not
really pervy, but that's how people perceive it. And like, but if I'm transgender, shit, I gotta take hormones. I gotta transition. I gotta deal with this.
So that's why this question is so important. And I see this on a lot of the trans subreddits over and over and over, is people saying, I like to be feminine. I could be very comfortable like that, but I don't think I have to be feminine. So then I guess I'm not transgender. Like, it's such a fucking hassle that there are so many reasons to not do it, that I feel like people might be listening to this and hoping to hear something where they can say, oh, yeah, that's not me. Okay, I'm not transgender. So that's why, for example, I asked about a lifelong urge. If someone hears, oh, lifelong. Okay, that's not me. Cool. I'm not transgender. And then they can avoid it for another couple of years.
For me, it was also, I recognized, and when I kind of bit the bullet and was like, yeah, I'm actually transgender and not gender flux or bi-gender or dual gender or cross-dresser, is because, like, I kind of went, this isn't really going away. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing this for, you know, I've had these feelings for 30 years or whatever, and they haven't really gone away. And they're
Sometimes you've done a purge or two.
I've done a purge or two.
So it waxed and waned.
It waxes and wanes, but it doesn't go away.
Didn't go away.
And the thing was, is that during the waxing periods, you're like, I want nothing more than to transition. And then during the waning period, you're like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I would never want that. That's
all that time and money, no thanks.
But then eventually, you know, you realize it isn't going away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's what a lot of people realize. And I do think a lot of people, it's like anything with people, it's complicated. Anything with biology, it's complicated. Anything with brains, it's complicated. There are going to be people who know from an early age that, like, I'm either going to kill myself or I'm going to transition.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that at 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other people who are like me, who are like just sitting there dreaming about it and thinking about it and wishing it and all this stuff. But, like, I don't really want to bite the bullet.
No suicidal ideation, also.
Yeah, no suicidal thoughts or anything. But it's, like, too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put this off as long as I can.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people who keep putting it off and keep putting it off and regret it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other people who are perfectly happy just gender bending, mm-hmm. or cross-dressing or performing or presenting in a different, you know, unique way, who can be perfectly happy going back at the end of the night and hanging all that up and mm-hmm. just going on with their lives.
So then the answer is, you know, you're transgender if that's what makes you feel happy and comfortable in your gender. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be 100% happy and comfortable in your life, but at least that gender question feels settled, feels right. That's how you know.
Yeah. And it's also, for those of us who have spent so much of our time reading transgender information or listening to transgender podcasts like Gender Rebels, fun, informative podcast, or talking to other trans people because they're our community, it's hard for someone who's questioning to kind of look back and realize how different they are from most ordinary people,
mm-hmm.
And be like, wait a second, people who aren't transgender don't do these things.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've read a few anecdotes that say, well, of course, all guys wish they were girls. Like, that's, everyone feels this way sometimes. So this is perfectly normal, and it doesn't mean I'm transgender. Everyone wants to be a girl. That's why girls are happier and guys are unhappy, and all guys want to be girls. Duh. And I've heard of women who feel the same way. Yeah. Like, men are on top, men are in charge, men get everything. Of course women hate being women. Of course women want to be men. All women want to be men. I'm not transgender. I just feel the way all women do.
Yeah. So it's hard. I think ultimately, how do you know you're transgender? Because you know. that's a stupid tautology, but...
It is. That's the stupidest tautology that we've ever had on the show.
It's, you know, when you know, and when you know that you have to do something about it. Internally, it just feels right, or you feel so frustrated that you can't, that you have to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know you're transgender. And if you have those feelings, yeah, you're probably transgender.
So I know probably a lot of people are listening to this and feeling sort of confused. Please send us your questions. Really, anything. If we haven't addressed the question of transgender quite clearly enough, and you have one last question or sort of an odd hunch or something like that, just send it to us. We'd love to hear it. We'd love to help you guys out.
Also, if you're really confused about whether you're transgender or not, do talk to someone. And I don't mean an internet commentator or someone on your Flinder or us. Talk to a counselor or a therapist or a medical professional.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're the ones who can help you take the next steps if you are transgender.
And or help you figure out what's bothering you if you're not transgender. Yeah. Cool. Okay.
Yeah. Also, if you're male to female, anyone who's not male to female who tries to spray Chanel No. 5 on them will burn. It'll burn.
What about cis women?
Oh yeah, cis women are fine. But if a cis man tries to spray perfume on himself, it'll burn.
Well, specifically Chanel No. 5.
Yeah.
So, see you at Macy's.
Mm-hmm. If you stick your tongue in iodine and it turns blue, yeah, you're trans.
Faith, this has been really helpful.
And thank you so much for listening.
Thanks.
Follow us on Twitter at Gender Rebels.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
And send your questions to questions@genderrebels.com.
We love you. Bye.
Bye. Thanks again for listening to the Gender Rebels.
Please send your questions to questions@genderrebels.com.
If you like us, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes. That makes it easier for other people to find us.
Music for the Gender Rebels is by Jasper the Colossal. Find the link down below or download them on iTunes today. And for more of the Gender Rebels, visit our website, genderrebels.com.
Gender Rebels is a
Comeback Zinc
production. Copyright 2017. All rights reserved.
And to all you Gender Rebels out there, keep rebelling.
Bye! Hey everyone, I'm Kath.
I'm Faith.
I have a question for Faith.
Really? It's never happened before.
Yes, tonight is a first of many.
Wow.
So would you like to hear my question?
No. Good night, everyone.
Bye!
Yeah, sure, go ahead. What's your question?
How do I know if I'm transgender?